688 for Harry Caswell, Inc. My motion is for deferral to give the commission time for further consideration.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1688, Harry Caswell Incorporated. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Okay, gentlemen, that completes our public hearings. The next item on our agenda is our annual reorganization. And that being the case, I will appoint Mr. Lank to be the acting chairman at this time.
For the purpose of an election.
For the purpose of an election.
And I forgot my little questionnaire, but I'm going to have to do it off. I've done it too many times, I think I can handle it. I'll open the record for a nomination for chairman.
Everyone, we are still having a meeting here. If y'all want to talk, please do it out in the lobby, okay?
Want me to run down and get it or just roll? I can roll with it.
Roll.
Open nomination for chairman.
Well, Mr. Chairman, or Mr. Acting Chairman, or wherever you might be called, if our past chairman is still so inclined to serve, I'd like to nominate our own Robert Wheatley as chairman of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
We have a nomination for Robert Wheatley to remain as chairman of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Is there any other nominations?
I move that we close the nomination.
Second.
Second that.
We have a nomination for Mr. Wheatley to be chairman, and the nomination have closed. To ask for a roll call vote. Mr. Burton.
In favor of Mr. Wheatley.
Mr. Johnson.
I hope he takes it.
Is that a yay?
Yay.
Mr. Wheatley.
Yay.
You vote for yourself, next time you abstain.
Mr. Smith, vote?
I thought he did.
Did you call me? Yes, yay.
I thought he said, I heard somebody say aye. Somebody vote for him?
Aye.
I have to do this over again.
Yeah, you better start again.
That's right, we got it. We had 4-0, and Mr. Ross being absent, not voting, not present.
Yeah, 4-aye. 4-0.
That's right, I'll do the ayes and the nays. The ayes and the nays, like we're supposed to, I'll do that.
Mr. Rabbit.
There's been a process that I guess I have to run it all, right?
Actually, you do. You don't turn it over.
So open nominations, we have to open nomination for vice chairman.
Mr. Chairman, acting chairman, whatever, I think Mr. Smith has done a great job dealing with the vices of this commission. And as a result, I'd like to see him continue. Therefore, I nominate Rodney Smith as for vice chairman of the Planning and Zoning Commission for the fine county of Sussex.
Is there a second to that motion?
I will second that motion.
Is there any other nominations?
Mr. Chairman, I move that the nominations for vice chairman be closed.
Second.
And everybody do a roll call vote. Mr. Burton.
Yay.
Mr. Johnson.
Yay.
Mr. Wheatley.
Yay.
Mr. Smith.
Aye.
That's good enough, I guess.
That'd be difficult.
Congratulations to both Mr. Wheatley and Mr. Smith for their continued support as president and vice president of the Planning and Zoning Commission. And the next step is, we don't have to vote on you, you're appointed by council. The big chairman.
Sign stuff, right?
The chairman needs to make it's the chairman designates. So the chairman has the authority to assign myself and Shane to sign all record plots.
And
That's an appointment.
So designates again for this year.
We do it. Some of the surveys, we have the girls actually do because they're not in our jurisdiction. And I think that's all we need.
Believe that is.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Congratulations.
I forgot all about that.
You have to turn it back over to Mr. Beck.
Congratulations, Mr. Wheatley. I turned the gavel back over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Lank. All right, gentlemen.
Make it in a
Be anything else for the good of the order this evening? We have any?
I do, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
For benefit of the commission, I had the opportunity to attend the Sustainable Coastal Communities Planning for Prosperity in the Cape subregion, and I've brought a packet of information for each of my fellow commissioners. The basic gist of that day-long conference was on the need for planning on a sub-regional level, and this particular case is focused on the Cape region. And I think that the principles and concepts that were promoted during that conference are certainly one that I would encourage this commission to support, as well as to consider for other sub-areas of Sussex County. That being said, of course, that's subject to our county council wanting us to work in those areas. But I do know that one of the recommendations that came out of that would be, in the future, not knowing who would coordinate it, but that there would be a conference of sorts that would involve this commission as well as the Planning and Zoning Commission for the City of Rehoboth, the City of Lewis, and Dewey Beach. Perhaps that might be promoted by the University of Delaware, so that we're looking at the region, not just each individual piece that comes before us. So I share that information that was presented at that conference, and if I receive further information from them, I will certainly share that with you as well.
Mike, you were the only commission member to attend, right?
That's correct.
Mr. Johnson, I want to...
And Mrs. Deaver was the only council person?
That's correct.
I heard that the gentleman was not in a disagreement with a lot of the things that take place at our level and the council level. That's what I heard. I wasn't there.
There wasn't, you know, it wasn't a... They were not critical of the processes that's taken place so far, with the exception of looking at, just as we do now, we have a memorandum of understanding with most of the towns, I believe, in Sussex County.
Well, we have some of the towns.
Some of the towns.
Difficulty, we haven't been privy to all those agreements. They're either in the hands of, I think Hal's got some. I don't know if they're signed yet. He's been contacting all of them, trying to see if they want to agree. And all we're asking them for is that, will they give us notice of what's going on in the town? And we're giving them notice on what's going on around them. But we're not getting anything from the town. I even had trouble getting annexation request information that I can respond to plus for the benefit of the town.
And hopefully, if there's some, collaborative type meeting that takes place, that the outcome of that will be, an improvement of our interrelationships.
Yeah, I think that would have been a good, it was what, three? It could have been shorter, and it would have been beneficial if they had approached the SCAT, being the Sussex County Association of Towns, to do that presentation for all the towns.
Right.
Not just the eastern, northeastern corner, I guess. Well, the coastal community, I guess, was the ones involved.
It was the coastal communities, and I'm not even sure if Milton was represented there.
Think there was, yeah.
Lawrence, is there a reason why the townships aren't sharing information with you? I mean, is there?
You've heard the process long enough, as you have all been members of the commission. We send all the towns notice if it's within a mile, sometimes 2 miles. Some of the towns have what they call an area concern. I look at the map and see that area, and I send it to them, but they don't respond. The best response that I've ever had, regular agenda item contact has been the Lewis Fire Company when a certain individual represented Lewis Fire Company, and now he's gone north to another fire company out of camp, and in Newcastle, and actually works for Lewis on weekends. And he was the best responder I had as far as fire companies. And the other one would have been Charlie Hudson when he was superintendent of the Indian River School District. He responded everything I sent him. I got a letter, even if he just said, we have no comment. That's all I needed, just something, But they were the only two that really responded. And when we get a response now, it's because what they do look at and they see it's really controversial, they respond. Lewis and Lewis Public Works know what's going on around their town. They pretty much are the one that responds. That's probably the best response I get. And that's not always, but probably the majority of them. And you see they're in attendance. If they don't respond, Barbara's here, or what's the other guy? I can't remember.
Ted Becker, maybe? I don't know.
Or somebody. There's at least two, one or two of them will be here. If it's anything around Lewis, even if they're not going to say anything, they still sit there and listen and take it all in. And I guess they do it for us so that if they think there's a negativity, they go back to the town, and town responds to council instead of directly to us, because we, you know, they still have 3 weeks basically to get another response in.
An example would be, opposite from that, would be Lynham. I mean, that's one that's in Westerhoveth, right outside, but and it affects one of their contractors, and they didn't say anything.
That actually affected the contractor, Lynham being a contractor for Lewis, Dewey Beach, and Open Acres, all three of them, and neither one of them even responded. You think that if they wanted service, they would have supported it, but they didn't respond.
I mean, it's within 200 feet of, well, probably quarter mile of Rehoboth line.
That's 100, yeah, probably, yeah. Football field and a half, two football fields, that's about all it is. Straight line, straight through the canal, Corcoran, or whatever they call it. So, yeah, we were surprised that we didn't get some support on those. And if you looked in that aerial online of the next door property, you see a bunch of little squares, real small squares, look like pinheads on the photo. They were actually, there's a winter photo, and there were pictures of the lifeguard stands that sit down on the beaches. They were all parked right in the next property that's never even been approved.
Yeah.
Been there for years and years and years, but that's all that was on there, just lifeguard stands. You think there'd be a location cooperatively where all three of them could put them together and keep them hidden somewhere, you know, sort of.
I just offer that as a point where we send them notice, you know, and, you know, it's easy to talk in a sort of in a vacuum where the town's going to be more involved, but we send out, you know, to everybody, and it's just like.
And well, you know, basically we send a copy of both public notices, and what it's coming down to, and I've told council I'm going to have to, is send a letter requesting them to respond, but it's another piece of paperwork we have to do just to get the information out.
Well, then it sometimes it can be a matter of where the information goes, you know, who's the recipient.
Oh, sure.
I mean, it's just like I shared with, you know, the other commissioners, the email information I got from Mike McCaffrey. You know, that's information that we should have had all along, you know, having access to the Plus website and that type of information. So maybe if nothing else good came out of it, at least there's another resource that's, you know, available, you know, to the commission.
Most of what goes on Plus is on the county website, if it's county related. You can access a lot of sites through the county website by little clicks, get right to it. And I didn't know that website. I've never used that website myself. We get all the information direct.
You do, I don't.
Yeah. Well, we get it way ahead of time. I've got a stack probably that tall, 2 or 3 inches thick, that were comments from Plus that never went anywhere. I've got a file. I have no, these things, I don't have any place to put them. Go to no application. No
application.
Yeah.
If somebody files an application today, when will it be heard?
Last time I told you this answer was about 6 months. Probably still 4 to 6 months. So
we're down to 4 to 6 months.
We got, right now, I just got four written yesterday for introduction to council, which came in between June 1st and June 10th. Before I finished the fourth one, Stacy walked back and gave me two more.
What sort
and
of
I
thing?
Hadn't had any. I hadn't
what
had any.
What kind of stuff?
Those, except those four, all the way since the first of the year, or since March, 3 months without any.
What, were they subdivisions or?
It's no, none.
None of them were subdivisions. Okay.
Changes it's zone, mostly conditional uses and a couple changes zones, and they're all small.
Okay.
And yet, and so I'm still saying 6 months because I haven't seen that account. There was one change of zone left that hadn't been advertised. There was two or three subdivisions, and maybe a half a page, which is probably 6 or 8 conditional uses left, not counting the 6 I just got.
Looking forward.
Less than 6 months.
I'm assuming that we still have ordinances to work on that we haven't addressed yet.
All of them.
Yeah, so I would suggest that we probably keep the meeting pace the same and fill in with these ordinances when the public hearings slow down.
Oh, we will once the council tells us to proceed with the ordinances.
Yeah.
We had the workshop meetings, the committee, on manufactured housing to get that ordinance started. That's been a couple months since we finished the meetings and went to council, and they've not instructed us to proceed with the ordinance yet.
Right.
I guess what we're going to have to do, supposedly one of Everett's, what you call them? Not partners, but...
One of his associates.
Associates, that's right. One of his associates is preparing it, but I haven't had any contact with him at all. Not putting them down, but they're not being pushed to get it done either, I guess.
Right.
I mean, I could sit down and write it. I've got all the information on it, and I could give it to them to review, but supposedly they're working on it, so they haven't asked. And then the other thing is, if we run out of hearings, then we put the special type meeting business on regular agendas, because we have to meet twice a month.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can do public hearings at the afternoon meeting too, if you need to.
No, I don't think we need. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying the stuff we do on special meetings will go to the regular meetings when we run out of numbers of hearings.
Right.
The way we're doing it now really works nice because you just concentrate on hearings, you don't have all the other stuff.
Right.
But we run out of hearings, then we're going to do the other stuff on regular sessions.
Okay. So the Wednesday meeting would then...
We just do away with it until we need it again. Because that's been a special privilege, actually. I get questioned quite a bit on the length of our meetings on the Wednesdays because they last sometimes 45 minutes.
Initially, they didn't, though. I mean, they were...
Oh, they were long.
Yeah, they were 2 hours long.
Well, one of the things
the trick was the consent agenda. Yeah. That really helped a lot.
And
you're not going to get time extensions now except for the ones that have to ask for it because they weren't since we changed the ordinance. They have to still ask for it. We could probably do that if they had a year approval and they're coming in and ask for a second. We could probably give them two. Mm-hmm. But it lasts for three.
Yeah, right.
Just that might cut that back, too. There won't be that many more. But a special meeting works good, I think.
Great.
I know a couple years ago.
Let's hang on to it as long as we can because it works good.
It does. It works
when
good.
We don't need it, we don't need it, though.
Right. Well, I'm just saying, when we don't have hearings, we're going to have to move everything up to the regular session.
Sure.
And then we can still change the time.
Well, and back to resources. I know it's been a couple years, but University of Delaware used to have some workshops that were land use related and planning commissioner related. And I don't know if that's something that's still offered, if that information comes out.
Recently there hasn't been much. They seem to do them in series, like a year you have 3, 4, 5. The next couple of years you won't have anything, you do 3, 4, 5 again. As things change, they go back into the specials again, series. But I need to know, we need to try to keep budget for that purpose, and if I don't, I ask for a special fund to be transferred from general fund to allow you to go. So we can work that out. If you all see one and I don't, just let me know, and I'll see if I can work it in, because I got to do POs and all that fun stuff.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
When does the next comp plan get started?
No,
is that this winter or next winter?
Well, the comp plan was approved by the governor, we can say, in December, October. I got it here.
Yeah, October.
Of what?
08.
08.
All right, actually, let me see.
So we have to do it again.
It was approved by the governor on October 27th, 08.
But wasn't it supposed to
be
done?
But we had approved it before that.
18 months.
In 07?
Ordinances were all supposed to be done within 18 months of the approval, and that's passed.
When does the 5-year clock start running?
5-year clock start on that date.
Yeah.
On the date it was approved?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we have until 13.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Okay.
Year and a half before.
It's going to start sometime early
11.
12. Or late 11.
Late 11, early 12.
It's a year and a half process.
Yeah. So.
And all I can say is enjoy it. I said this last two times, I don't want to do another one.
Is there any support or at all for changing the meeting time earlier in the day? Moving it up from 6 o'clock? No? Yes? Just a thought?
I like 6.
Okay.
I think the 6 works.
Yeah.
Good.
Just asking. I don't really care that much one way or another, but...
We've tried to convince the board that 6 o'clock really works, but they had voted to start, like, I think, November of this past year to start doing 6 o'clock, and by in October, a couple of them decided that they didn't want to meet at 6 o'clock, and they're still meeting at 7. But their meetings don't last as long, typically, as ours.
Right.
They do sometimes, sometimes longer, but typically not.
All right, then. Anything else, gentlemen, for the good of the order?
Do all the ordinances have to be done before the next comp plan?
No, and the thing is, what gets a little, you don't have to implement all the ordinances to implement the comp plan. You have to consider them. So, you know, arguably, you could say that workshop, we
considered them. Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying that's right or wrong, but, you know, there's kind of a misconception that you got, you know, a list of 27 ordinances and that, you know, boom, you got to do every single one of the, whatever the number is, and that's not the case.
And the argument you get into is that if you don't, your ordinances that exist don't comply with your own comp plan. So yeah. There's a little bit of differentiation between the two.
And the thing is, the comp plan, the way it's worded, it recommends these types of things. It's not mandatory, you know, that you must do this ordinance. You know, it recommends, you know, whatever the topic is in a different section of the comp plan. So.
In almost every one of those ordinances of that 23, there's quite a few of them have already been adopted.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a number of them that have already been done.
Some of them we actually adopted before we wrote them that we needed them.
Yeah.
And the others are all drafted in some form with the council, mostly with the attorneys.
Right.
I don't even have all of them yet. And Rick had done a lot of them before he left.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all realize that Rick's now a state employee? No, University of Delaware.
He's like a consultant.
He's working on that community viz where they do the maps and you do all these 100-acre spots all over the map and try to redesign communities or sub-regional districts and all that. He's working on that with Carol Basin for the University of Delaware. So he's working for the university, actually. So he works with Bill McGowan out from the Carville building.
Extension Service.
Yeah.
But Rick's also going to be moving. His wife has gotten a job in another state.
Oh, that right?
Oh, really?
Might be Virginia. But
yeah.
He lasted
3 months after he left, which I kind of anticipated he would get through the summer. Last summer he had off in early September, October. He went to work for the university. But I walked into a meeting out to the EOC one day, and Rick's sitting there. I'm saying, "How are you doing here?"
Yeah, he was at this meeting with at the head at the college, and that's where he said that's where he discussed his moving plans.
All right, gentlemen, we're adjourned.